Okay, there we go. Good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Let's get into it. We had a bit of a, we wanted to keep our options open yesterday. We've had a couple of sort of round trips in certain markets like the euro dollar, which is just looking like it's just beginning to break below recent lows after I suppose a 200 pip round trip, and our expectation will be that we will get probably further downside. We're going to be looking for some dollar strength, and the indices, really the only option at the minute is to be looking to buy all-time highs in the indices, which is not something we'd like to do, but it may be the only trade to take. So, and in addition to that, we're looking at crude oil. We expect crude oil to eventually kind of roll over to the downside. So let's explain all this for you in a little bit more detail. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us as always. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading financial markets. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, what levels to trade in terms of entry and exit, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome, trading psychology, all very important factors. We address these considerations every day in our live traders. We're always talking about these elements in quite a lot of detail, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well if we need to. Okay, so let's just start with the scheduled news, and as we go through, we've obviously had a pretty significant week. Let's isolate the US because it's where all the activity is really emanating from. On Wednesday, we had monthly and annual inflation, CPI inflation numbers come through slightly below expectations. The markets rallied very, very aggressively. Indices rallied to the upside, and the dollar weakened across the board very aggressively. We always thought that aggressive shift was a bit of an overkill. It's not like this number's below 2%, 3%, not 2.9, 2.8. Then you could expect the kind of move that we saw. But it was just 10 basis points lower than expected. So we thought that was a bit of overkill. And then we went into the FOMC Wednesday night, and Jerome Powell as well. And we had a very dovish event for CPI inflation numbers. And then we had kind of a bit of a strangely hawkish Fed on Wednesday evening. So that sort of contradicts the CPI numbers. And then we had to wait for PPI yesterday, and that came in really quite dovish, but didn't really fully see the dovish move like we saw with the CPI. In fact, saw the opposite, saw the dollar actually strengthen quite considerably over the course of yesterday, especially against markets like the euro. So a bit of a strange fundamental backdrop, and we're going to sort of pick it apart really again in just a moment when we look at the charts. But we've just had a BOJ, we've still got the governor of the BOJ. I think he's still in his press conference now. So a bit of a strange one from the BOJ. You just got to have a look at the price action to decide, you know, what are the BOJ trying to achieve? We assumed they were trying to, there was periods of significant BOJ intervention trying to weaken the, trying to strengthen the yen and not let the yen sort of weaken too much more. But now apparently they don't seem to be too fussed about the actual current price of the yen itself, which is very, very weak. So a bit of a strange sort of, I mean, they seem to be masters at saying a lot of stuff and not really saying anything at all and end up contradicting their policy. framework to some degree. And just looking at the charts kind of tells you everything about the BOJ. Okay, and the only thing for this afternoon is consumer sentiment. And we're expecting actually a positive uptick in sentiment. 72 will just be a little bit more bullish than the previous month. But let's wait and see. Okay, so this is one of the trades we're looking at, is the euro dollar, and we're just beginning, like, this was the round journey. So we were advocates of a stronger dollar against the euro on the close. Sorry, excuse me, on the gap. And then we pulled back very, very aggressively, rallied to 108.50, and then made a very, very strong move to the downside. Now we're down at these lows again, if you look at it on the daily time frame. You know, it's quite choppy. You know, this rally clears everyone out, and then this market very slowly grinds lower. And then when you get weaker PPI numbers, you'd expect that to reinforce the upside, and we saw the complete opposite. So difficult markets to get to grips with. Let's look at the dollar elsewhere first. So the pound, I mean, Wednesday night we kind of rallied, looks like we're going to break new highs, and now that has kind of rolled over to the downside, and an awful lot of just up and down, and therein lies some of the difficulties. The dollar's strengthening now against the yen very aggressively. So it looks like that's going to continue now. I don't think the BOJ are going to do enough to kind of stop the dollar strengthening against the yen. The dollar Swiss, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 trading days of really a lack of direction. That's the only indecision. That's the only kind of phrasing you can use. The dollar CADs, another one. We've gone through pretty significant periods of consolidation again. We've been through this period already. We're going through this period now. So we kind of need to see, can we break higher, or are we actually going to roll over to the downside? Because this is just, you know, up and down. Very easy to get, you know, caught up in this. And now we're edging back up to these levels. The Aussie dollar, really need a bit more clarity on the dollar side of things. The euro dollar is probably in the better, in the best position. Certainly a bit of dollar strength, it seems. Is it going to feed into that risk off trade? Like, there's nothing but air below these levels. So we have that interest rate differential as well. So really, for a few reasons, we'd be very comfortable looking at the dollar against the euro. So look, we can take a look at that level. So we could actually make the call that we'd be looking to sell the euro dollar. The fact that we waited, and yesterday all we did was retrace the previous day's rally, even though we got weaker than expected PPI numbers, you would expect the dollar to weaken a little bit under that dynamic, but we didn't. We did the opposite. We strengthened, and now the interest rate differential trades kicking in, conflict perhaps with Macron calling an election, and the instability that could bring the Eurozone would be weaker for the euro, let's say. So that's why our bias, we've comfortably be looking to sell this below the 107.18. So let's make a note of that. we haven't been really able to call many trades. So euro dollar 107.18. Elsewhere, we're not really. Enjoying. So strong rally, strong rollover yesterday in the euro yen, and then a strong retracement again. So we've actually made new highs now in the pound yen. So a buy trade in this just represents, you know, a very significant recent high, a break of a recent high. Crude oil, and it looks like the yen, the BOJ are relatively comfortable with the yen weakening further. They just don't want it to weaken too quickly, I think, is what we can extract from that, because the BOJ did get involved in some intervention in terms of making sure the yen didn't weaken too much. Why would you do intervention if you're comfortable with the BOJ? Sorry, with the yen weakening even further, doesn't really make sense. But, you know, not an awful lot what the BOJ have done in recent times necessarily makes an awful lot of sense, sending a lot of mixed signals. And they continue to do that. So look, our bias is still to the downside for crude oil. So if we roll back below 77.50, we'd expect further downside, certainly if you break back below the low. So if we get below the 77.36, that will be a strong sell trade. Gold, we put that level in 77.36. And we put that level in. So gold, yeah, I mean, The recent price action has just been completely sideways moving and quite erratic. So we're in that little phase, but there is, if the dollar starts to strengthen elsewhere, there's a strong sell trade below the 22.81. Currently, we're sort of $30 above it, so we've still got a bit of work to do. Or you can look at making new all-time highs. We prefer to sell. There's a better technical opportunity to start selling, but you need a dollar to strengthen quite aggressively. Started to it started to sell off yesterday. Okay, let's just call the 22.85 for gold. So a bit of weakness, bit of dollar strength, bit of weakness really for the commodities as a result, probably of that dollar strength. And then complete basket case, if you ask us, regarding the equities. They look like they're very close to all-time highs. Yesterday, just pretty indecisive. We'd prefer to probably sell. You know, if there's a little opportunity for a pullback, we'd prefer to take that. Difficult call to make. Looking at the Dow Jones, I mean, there's an awful lot of very, very choppy price action there in markets like the Dow Jones. Currently looking a little bit more weaker. We saw a strong rollover for the German market yesterday. Strong rally on Wednesday, complete rollover yesterday. So these are the market conditions to be mindful of, is this sort of up and down sort of market dynamic. Not particularly easy to trade. We can wait for either a breakout to the upside or to the downside. I think we'll stick with those dollar pairs. We had we needed to kind of explain our position over the last couple of days because we weren't really able to pull the trigger on anything significant. We absolutely had this dovish US inflation number. We had a hawkish FOMC projections and press conference in Jay Powell, obviously completely contradicting themselves. So really strong progress on the inflation side. But clearly members of the FOMC thought it was the right time to actually say, actually inflation is not going to come down as much as we anticipated, projecting higher inflation numbers. So confusing backdrop as we await PPI today. This was yesterday morning, and the PPI really supported the CPI. We should probably see markets rally. We should probably see the dollar weaken quite considerably. And we didn't. So we've got to kind of bear that in mind. A hawkish sentiment emerges by the dollar. It's hard to say a hawkish sentiment has emerged, but the dollar has strengthened. So yeah, a few things to just be mindful of. So let's put these levels in first. So the euro dollar looking to sell. Looking to sell below the 107.18. We've got the US oil there, and let's put in gold. Looking to sell below. If we break below this structure, 22.85, we could look for a sell trade. And then we've got crude oil in here, looking to sell below 77.36. Okay, so just marginal new low for crude oil. Our expectations firmly to the downside. Let's summarize by just saying mixed market conditions. Mixed market conditions. We can be very, very straight and just say, look, it's mixed. If you get into any trades, trade with smaller size. There's a lot of contradictions there. Bear that in mind when we trade. And we just have to kind of call it as we see it. And we see it as quite choppy, quite turbulent. Will this week just fizzle out like that? We kind of have to wait and see. We've got a couple of targets to focus on. So look, I'll post them there into the chat box, guys. Thanks very much for joining us as always. We'll wrap it up there. We do and are waiting for better sort of market conditions for us to get involved in. The narrative, you can choose yourself. Do we have a dovish Fed? Do we have a hawkish Fed? There's arguments to support both sides of that argument. Are we risk on, risk off? We're kind of somewhere in between, unfortunately. But we have identified a few sort of dollar strength trades on the risk off side. But yeah, we'll have to just kind of wait and see, perhaps a bit of weakness in the commodity story. So yeah, we'll just try and cherry pick those few opportunities. But look, on that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us as always. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website. It just starts at $59 per gallon a month. Very welcome to join us. For more information, just go to livetrading.com and connect with us through the website if you need. On that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Do take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye for now. Bye-bye.